You're listening to SBS News.
The Migrant Workers Centre says its survey of more than 700 temporary visa holders reveals widespread exploitation and perpetual uncertainty. It found 65% of those surveyed had suffered wage theft. The chief executive of the Migrant Workers Centre, Matt Kunkel, says 91% of those who have suffered wage theft had arrived in Australia on a visa with no pathway to permanent settlement.
We found that workers who enter the country without a genuine pathway to permanence are more than three times more likely to be underpaid or face other forms of workplace exploitation. And improving settlement pathways is really critical to improving the lives and outcomes for all workers here.
35-year-old data analyst Hannah came to Australia from Turkey over 4 years ago. She's still fighting to get permanent residency and says she's convinced she's being underpaid.
I can say that I'm not getting the right salary as the Australian data analysts they are getting, you know, but I'm still happy with my salary. I can build a life with that. But of course, when you compare it with the Australian people who is working as a data analyst, there are so much differences between the salaries and all these lifestyles.
Paramjit Kaur has been in Australia for 13 years and still doesn't have permanent residency. She says the uncertainty has taken a toll on her mental health.
I told immigration I'm in depressed. I'm waiting for a psychologist appointment. I went to GP. I'm having a sometimes. I couldn't sleep some days. I have to take a sleeping tablet. But immigration, they don't take it serious.
Matt Kunkel from the Migrant Workers Centre says the visa system needs to be overhauled to increase the proportion of permanent visas issued.
This is a shocking indictment on not just our industrial relations system, which is routinely being ignored by employers, but it also demands some changes to the migration system, and it demands improvements to the pathways to permanence that will ensure that migrant workers have the confidence to report industrial wrongdoing without the fear of deportation or adverse effects.
Greg Diet, SBS News.